Dear oh dear, 30-year career in TV and in radio, and a whole load of broadcasts and podcasts in amongst all that, and training as well, training with the BBC, training for the BBC. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter. It's Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. If you are part of a podcast presentation team, then of course pauses can be really useful for you for all of the reasons I've given you over the last couple of 3 weeks. But there's always a danger that someone else is going to see your pause as a hesitation or a stumble, just a gap for them to get in and say what it is that they want to. Pausing in teamwork is our topic today. A brief look at the pause when you have several presenters on your radio show or podcast. When you've got one or more co-presenters, it's important to know when one of them has paused for effect or stopped, because they've just finished what they're saying. Knowing each other, trust, and on-air communication will avoid the problem of one of the rest of the team trampling all over a carefully timed link or bit in which you've put a pause for effect. So you may consider maybe hand signals. A raised hand might indicate, I've got this, let me talk. An outward palm, don't talk, let me finish. And a finger point or gracious I cede the floor gesture might indicate that it's someone else's turn. It's worth bearing in mind those gestures that you come up with to signal to each other that you've got a pause, you know what you're doing with it, and they can start talking afterwards. And talking about gesticulations, that's our upcoming topic on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice in about a week's time. We start on that. How can gestures help you be a better presenter? Find out more by subscribing to this podcast. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.